Well, good morning. Come get your blessing here on Morning Motivation, where we start your day off right with godly breakfast for your soul. I am Evangelist Rossi Williams. Today is December 1st. Can you believe it? We're in the last month of 2016. You are here on Morning Motivation, where we have fired up praise, godly practical teaching of the word, and application of everyday life, and fired up prayer, all within 15 minutes of your day. Our focus for this morning is God hates. God hates hands that shed innocent blood. And we're coming from Proverbs chapter 6. Verses 16 through 17. While you're getting your word ready, remember that this is part of our last 100 days, remove all clutter countdown, where if you get yourself together spiritually, natural organization will follow. So for this week, we have been focusing on the seven deadly sins as outlined by Solomon in Proverbs with the goal of putting away those things that God hates so that we can be in order. We first taught on putting away excessive pride or hubris. That was the first deadly sin mentioned in Proverbs. Then the second deadly sin was a lying tongue. So we taught on put away a lying tongue. And yesterday I gave you the 12 steps to living free by telling the truth. If you have missed any of those fired up teachings, they are available on our website at www.feeldfire.com. That's F-E-E-L, letter D, fire.com. By now, you should have your word ready because I want to get us in and out within this whole 15 minutes. So let's begin reading from Proverbs chapter 6. Verses 16 and 17, and I am reading from the KJV. These six things doth the Lord hate, yea, seven are an abomination unto him: a proud look, a lying tongue, and hands that shed innocent blood. Our focus this morning is God hates hands that shed innocent blood. And I want you to say that. You are on mute, so no one, including me, can hear you. But this is always interactive. This is a, what do you call it? Not a spectator sport on Morning Motivation. So I want you to say, God hates hands that shed innocent blood. Think about that, and let's repeat it one more time. God hates hands that shed innocent blood. Now let's discuss that, and I want to discuss it first from the natural and then move over to the spiritual. When I say to you, or the word said unto us, God hates hands that shed innocent blood, what are some of the first examples that came to your mind? Murder, abortion, maybe domestic violence where someone is abusing their spouse, you know, physically beating up on their spouse, maybe child abuse. I'm not talking about whoopings now, because those of you who grew up in my generation, we know that we were disciplined with spankings or whoopings. But these are some of the things that come up in relation to hands that shed innocent blood. And the word tells us that God hates that. And some of us, you know, we have callers on today. Some of us may have fallen within one, two, more, or all of those categories. Maybe there are some of us who have murdered someone. Maybe there are some of us who've had an abortion. Maybe there are some of us who have, we have abused someone. Maybe there are some of us who have been the perpetrators, not the recipients, but the perpetrators of child abuse. And that word tells us today, as we focus on this third deadly sin, that God hates that. Now, the great distinction that I want to pull out here is that it did not say God hates the person, but it said God hates the hands that do it. In other words, God hates that sin. And God hates your hands or my hands if we were the hands that caused the shedding of innocent blood. But the great victory is that he still loves us, which means that redemption is possible if we would only repent, ask forgiveness, and go and do that sin no more. Now, I wanted to make sure I said repent. Repent is not just saying I'm sorry. Repentance is actual remorsefulness. Have you ever had someone who came to you and they said, I'm sorry, only after you had to ask for it, or after they saw you were mad for a few weeks and they couldn't get what they wanted, then they came and they said, I'm sorry. But you could see or sense that there was no sincerity in it. There was no remorsefulness. And true to form, the next week or even the next day or the same day, the person began to exhibit that same behavior. It's because there was no repentance. There was no remorsefulness. There was just, I'm sorry. When repentance comes about, it brings about true change. So many times I hear people say repentance is a 360. That's incorrect, because a 360 takes you right back to where you started from. A 360 is a circle. Rather, repentance is a 180. It's a turning away, a turning around from that situation. So now let's move that over to the spiritual. So Solomon said in Proverbs of the deadly sin number 3, God hates hands that shed innocent blood. And we dealt with that from the natural, but let's deal with that now from the spiritual. So many times, hallelujah, we shed innocent blood by assassinating people's character spiritually. Sometimes by the time we're finished talking about a person so badly with our tongue, gossiping and spreading rumors, the person says they'd rather you had killed them, because then they wouldn't have to live with that for the rest of their lives. But God hates where our hands come in and shed the blood of people naturally or spiritually. Because if we are the light, if we are Christians, then this type of behavior should not be named among us. We should not be those who walk around speaking death day after day, morning after morning, every conversation, we got something to kill somebody's character. But God forbid if someone brings up our past. God forbid if someone brings up that we shed innocent blood, that we had that deadly sin number 1 of excessive pride or hubris, that we exhibited that deadly sin number 2 of a lying tongue. Oh, then we want to start rebuking everybody. The devil is a lie. I rebuke you in the name of Jesus. Get away from me, devil. But when you did it, then was the devil a lie? Was it get away from me? Be the example. Live the life that you sing about, you talk about, you pray about, you witness about. Be the light. Hallelujah. We are in the month of December. So many people are depressed because we get into this holiday season and they are broke. They don't have money to buy presents, or they don't have loved ones. And as we know, we've just witnessed so many catastrophes. Those children killed in Chattanooga, the Tennessee wildfires, the airplane crash that killed the soccer team and so many others, the attack at Ohio State University. People are hurting. They are crying. They are suicidal. They are dying. And the last thing they need is a Christian who walks around, yes, Christian, who walks around with a spirit of shedding innocent blood, who has no compassion, has no empathy, lacks discernment, has no insight, has no ability to speak life. Let me tell you something. You never know what a person is going through. You don't know that because they're smiling really means that they're truly happy. Maybe at night they cry themselves to sleep every night. You don't know that because they're joking means that they're truly living in joy. Maybe every night that is the only way that they make it to the next morning is with some humor. because they don't know how they'll pay their bills, how they'll take care of their children, if their marriage will survive, what's going to happen tomorrow with their employment. Be the light. Don't shed, hallelujah, innocent blood, because God said in the word we read today in Proverbs 6, 16 through 19, that I hate it. Listen to that. God said, I hate the hands that shed innocent blood. I challenge you today in today's task to be hands that bring life. Whomever you speak to for the rest of today, speak life. This doesn't mean that you have to have a lying tongue. You can speak life in the midst of darkness and still be truthful. For example, if someone says, I don't know how I'm going to make it. I don't know how I'm going to pay my bills. You don't have to try to be a pie in the sky kind of person who overlooks the natural fact of what you're going through. You can tell them, you know what? I want you to know I'm here for you and I love you. I've been through that. Or maybe my family's been through that time when we didn't have. I know how it feels to be in need. And I'm telling you personally, as Evangelist Rossi Williams, I've been there. I know how it feels to be in need. So I want you to know I understand today. But I also want you to know that there is nothing that is impossible for God. And I'm not saying this as a cliche. I'm not saying this as a scripture. I'm saying this as personal experience. I've seen it. He's so awesome. Hallelujah. He's so awesome. And I want to come in agreement with you. What can we do? Maybe you need to refer the person to resources. Maybe you need to pray with the person. But whatever you do, don't heal somebody's spirit. Don't beat our hands that shed innocent blood, whether naturally or spiritually. I can tell you right now, my family is going through so much. I don't mean like in my home. I mean my family as a whole. Sometimes it's hard, but I promise you I speak life. Every day I speak life. Don't be the hands that shed innocent blood. I thank God we have so many callers on this morning, but I won't be able to open the lines for prayer requests. So we're just going to go into prayer right now. Begin to praise God wherever you are. Remember that the lines are muted. No one can hear you. We need thee. Hallelujah, Jesus. Lord, we need thee. Hallelujah, Jesus. Every hour, we need thee. Yes. Yes, Lord. Come on and clap your hands. Come on and magnify him. You know what you need from God this morning. Dear Lord, we come this morning in the name of Jesus, asking the forgiveness of every sin. Father, we come praising you for giving us another day's journey. Our hearts are truly glad about it. This morning, Lord, we ask that you help us to be the people that speak life today, that we will not be the hands that shed innocent blood, but Father, that we will realize that life and death is in the power of the tongue, so that whenever we open our mouths this morning, we speak life in every situation to every person we encounter. Father, we will pull people out of the gates of hell. We will pull people out of the gates of suicide, the gates of depression, the gate of death, the gate of anger, the gates of conflict, the gates, Lord God, of not feeling that they are enough, the gate of low self-esteem. We speak life. Hallelujah. To every caller, we speak life to you this morning, to your families this morning, to your situations this morning, to your jobs this morning, to your friends this morning. We speak life. And I come in agreement with you that from this day forward, you'll be a light. You'll operate in a light. No matter what happens, you'll see people as God sees them, which is a soul that always can be redeemed. And when you open your mouth, you will not be the hands that God hates that shed innocent blood in the name of Jesus. Amen. If you missed the beginning of this teaching, it will be posted on my website after 8 a.m. Eastern. If you know people who are depressed, super suicidal, low self-esteem, who just need a word this morning, please ask them to go on and listen to it on the live radio page. The morning motivation will be posted. We need to encourage people. Join me tomorrow. We are working the 7 deadly sins during the last 100 days remove all clutter challenge, 6:30 a.m. Eastern. Please invite somebody. I want to release people this last month of this year. I want people to be in joy. I love you, and we have to go. Go get your blessing. Yeah.